welcome to the program one of the owners of Nevermore Decor Store downtown, Briston Baum.
Yes.
Joins us. The pride of Camden Frontier.
Yes.
We don't get a lot of Camden people through here.
Well, my parents have Amish neighbors, so there's not a lot of travel up here, I don't think, from there.
How was life in Camden?
Slow. No, it was good.
Is there a traffic light?
No, we have a stop sign.
That's it?
Yep.
Really? Okay. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So did you go to school in Camden?
I did. I graduated in class at 55 kids in it, and 11 of them were foreign exchange students. So the draw to foreigners to Camden was huge.
That's amazing. Amazing. So you end up here in Jackson, you and your wife.
Yep. She's a lifelong Jackson.
So tell us about your business and I think your wife got you going into this, right?
Yeah. So she's done custom baby blankets and bedding and things for years. And she loves doing that type of stuff. So she had an Etsy store.
She's Amanda.
Yes. Amanda. Yep. Amanda Baum.
Yeah.
There's two Amanda Baums in Jackson. She's the newest.
The newest. Okay.
The other is related to somebody I don't even know, but okay. There are two of them.
Okay.
So, yeah, she's been doing that for years and loved it. And we both like decor, and we both have fun decorating or giving fun gifts or things. So when we saw the opportunity to create a store, we put her bedding and stuff in there. We found some really good quality vendors. I've refinished some furniture. We just kind of built a decor store and literally went to town.
Yeah, so you're in the tower building.
Yep.
They've been fixing it up for you.
Yeah, they've been making huge improvements. So we've been behind scaffolding until yesterday. They finally took the scaffolding down, and you can see our storefront.
Okay. Good deal.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your store.
So when we first opened up, Nevermore Decor Store, we have a crow on our logo, and we were Halloween because it was in September. So people would come in. They'd love the decorations. Everything was dark. Everything was like skulls and crows and witches and things. And a lot of people would ask, are you guys always going to be this dark? And it's just Halloween. That's why we're the way we are right now. But we change with the seasons. And now we're super bright and very Christmassy. We got five different Christmas trees in there right now in a small space. So we rearrange often every season, obviously, but also as we sell things, because we bring in furniture for the decor purposes, and then we'll sell it for basically what we have into it, just to be able to rearrange. And so we've sold a couple couches out of there, some larger tables, a coffee table, and when that stuff goes, we get to redecorate the store again. So it's kind of set up in rooms, and I work on some furniture when I have time at home, and then as soon as something moves, we bring new pieces in, redecorate that area, and it's a whole new look.
So is this custom stuff or refinished, or how would you describe it?
Yes.
Some
of it's custom. Some of it's like heirloom furniture, antique that's really well taken care of. Some of it's stuff that I've refinished. Some of it is newer that just is really nice pieces. So we bought a coffee table, for instance, from a vendor. So it was brand new. And that was a really neat piece in our store. But I also refinished a mantle for a fireplace, and that's on our wall for sale. And people have measured that to see in their house. Mm-hmm. So it's just a big mix for the furniture side of it. But that's not really what we focus on. It's there to make the decor work.
Have you found Jackson's into antique furniture and decor, I guess?
Yeah, so the antique is kind of limited. I mean, we do have some antique stuff, but yes, we love antiques, and it seems like people like the older furniture better than some of the new stuff.
Yeah.
But again, that's just a small thing. Most of our stuff is like the actual stuff you'd put on your furniture, on your coffee table or around your windows, or on your dining table as like a centerpiece, stuff like that.
So when you say decor, that covers quite a range.
Oh, yes.
It?
Yeah, we've got rugs on the floor that are for sale. We've got matching ones up on rolled up on the wall. That way they can get a new one that's not been walked on, you know. And if they decide they want the walked on one, we give them a discount. But yeah, we sell anything from rugs to the furniture to centerpieces to, and we've got baby clothes and toys. We've got a really neat cocktail kits and glassware and things.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we're huge into ornaments and things like that.
I was going to ask you, why would somebody come in for Christmas?
So we've got great stocking stuffers. These cocktail kits we have are great little tins. They've got four drinks in them minus the alcohol, and they go great in a stocking. We've got this fire pit that burns rubbing alcohol that you can roast marshmallows on. There's no smoke. It's just this really neat-looking concrete piece, like a centerpiece thing. It can be used indoors, outdoors. It's really cool. So we sell a lot of those. But then the ornaments. We have, like I said, we've got at least five trees full of ornaments. We had mm-hmm. one dedicated to wine, so the whole tree was grapes and wine glasses and bottle openers and stuff, and people ate that up. They loved it.
Uh-huh.
So with that one, we had to downsize to a smaller tree because we were almost out of those ornaments, and then we redecorated another one with pink and stuff, and so it's good gifts for yourself. It's gifts for others. It's, you know, the baby stuff. We have in the baby section, we've got her blankets, her bedding. But then we also carry Newcastle. So it's a quality brand. That way we can supplement her things. We've got really neat banks for kids. And then finger puppets. We've got these felt finger puppets that go like crazy. We can't keep them in stock.
Uh-huh.
But then we have a clothing line, too, that we carry for kids that's it's called Pete and Lucy, and it's out of Georgia, and they're really soft, really neat pattern clothing that once they've printed the pattern, they discontinue it, so that it's not everywhere. And people love that. It's got extra frills on it for the girls, and then the boy stuff is really cute, too. So it's just a kind of an eclectic mix of things, but it's always changing, and it's really fun.
Yeah. So downtown has been really good to you guys?
Oh, yeah. Downtown's been great. You know, the DDA helped us with signage while the scaffolding was up. The county helped us as well since we're in their building. We did some renovations to their space. So we've made it improvements there, and then they helped us with the fact that we were behind scaffolding. And then all the rest of the stores downtown have been very supportive. They send people our way or ask people if they've heard of us yet. So it's been a really good community.
Yeah, I have to admit, I don't get out much, so I had not really heard of you. I you could probably get lost in the tower building,
yeah.
Right, if people don't know about you.
A lot of people think that the second floor is still like the treasurer and things, but
yeah.
That's an event center now. So we have people come in and think that, oh, they're closed and walk back out. But that's a beautiful space they redid. But if you walk into the tower building and make a left, we're right by the elevators. We're where the Orange Peacock used to be. And we're open 10 to 6:30 Monday through Saturday. And then for Christmas right now, we're also doing Sundays. We're just noon to 4 on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But
so wait, any big plans in the future, or
you know,
look forward?
We love this store. We have so much fun in it, and we hear some great stories from people. So we want to stay downtown. I don't know how that looks, whether it's, you know, finding a building of our own or how long we'll stay in the county tower building or what that is.
Mm-hmm.
But downtown has been great to us, and we really enjoy it. So we want to continue. I mean, obviously, we're a new store. We've only been here, 3 months? But it looks promising, and we'd like to continue doing it for years.
Mm-hmm. So Christmas looks like it's going to be pretty big for you?
Yeah, Christmas has been fun. Actually, Amanda was concerned with inventory because we were selling through things rather quickly. And I've heard stories from people of shipping woes. So we weren't sure how that would go, but we've done well. We've been able to maintain stock of things and keep the store full while selling through quite a few neat things.
So what are your hours down there?
10 to 6:30 Monday through Saturday.
You said you have noon to 4 Sunday?
Yes, noon to 4 on Sundays, just until Christmas. It's we can't maintain 7 days a week.
Because you're still working other jobs.
Yeah, we both have our own job on top of this. This is more of a passion.
Now, what does your wife make? She makes blankets?
Yes, she does really awesome blankets. And you know, with any handmade thing, it really depends on the material used. She's got, you know, inexpensive ones, and then she's got really expensive ones. And people that like quality recognize that. And so we've usually when she makes one, I'll bring it in and the next day it's sold.
Right.
They go rather quickly, so she's at home sewing all the time.
Do people custom order that
yes.
sort of thing?
Yes. She actually had a lady that wanted pillows made out of some sweatshirts, some sweaters of her grandparents or parents. I wasn't privy to that part of it. But so she got this old fabric and she made these beautiful pillows out of that stuff. And she's done custom bed sets for people. She's embroidered names on existing blankets or on custom ones she's made. So it's really neat.
So you're an IT guy.
Yes.
You must be on the internet.
So, you know, we are, but we only have our Facebook presence and Instagram. We don't want to sell our stuff online
okay.
because we like the story of everybody. People come in and they start talking, and if they can't quite find something, usually if we have a little conversation with them, we can figure out their tastes, and either we have that they haven't seen yet, or we can find it for them. But then we also remember them when they come back in, and you lose that online. Like, yes, everything is going online, and that's huge. But our store, a lot of stuff is one of a kind, or heavy and hard to ship, or fragile. So it doesn't lend itself well to an online market.
Yeah.
You know, maybe someday we'll do that. And we do have...
But if somebody wants to research your business...
Find us.
Go to your Facebook
yep,
page.
Facebook or Instagram. We have, you know, if you Google us, we come up right on top there. And we've got our hours and things on Google. I maintain that. But, and you can purchase stuff through Facebook from us. We can get a quote and send it. But we really like that interaction with people.
Sure, sure. Well, good luck to you guys down there.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
We have a blast.
Sounds like you're off to a great start.
Yeah, and the downtown has really neat events and things that we've been a part of. There's
uh-huh.
the witch hunt that we did, and people loved our store for that. And then there was an elf on the shelf hunt, and everybody, all the stores came together and gave a gift basket for kids.
Isn't there an ugly sweater day?
Yes, tomorrow is ugly sweater and eggnog walk.
Is that?
So we'll
okay.
all the stores will have eggnog.
Oh, no.
What's that?
Who knew?
You know, watch DDA. The DDA has it posted on their website, and we post stuff on our Facebook as well for it. But yeah, it's gonna be a blast.
Sometimes that's not my reading material. The DDA,
right? That can be a little dry, but they're really great, and they try to bring a lot of business downtown.
Yeah.
So.
Well, thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
Good luck to you and your wife. Nevermore Decor Store in the Tower Building. Are you on the second?
We're right inside on the first floor.
Right on the...
On the left.
On the left. Take a left.